Corey Brown, 728-88. Today's 3-10, 3-11, 24. Man, do you have Garza's chart? Mr. Brown is a, so his date of birth is 7-28-88. Today's 3-11-26. This is a 37-year-old gentleman, comes in today because he wants to lose weight. Period. Who wrote that? Is that, Sara, is that a 7 or a 9? He's a 37-year-old gentleman who comes in today with history of hyperlipidemia, obesity. Oh, okay. You got to write him better, man, because I can't tell. Struggling to lose weight, fatigue, shortness of breath with activity, possible sleep apnea. People have told me I have sleep apnea but never been diagnosed. He has low testosterone that he had last year and did nothing about it, period. In the paragraph, I talked to him first about all the possibilities of the fact that he cannot lose weight. For example, if he has sleep apnea, low testosterone, it would be almost impossible for him to lose weight till we address those. He also has a history of family history of colon cancer. He's never had a colonoscopy. We had a long conversation about that, period. He also has shortness of breath with activity. He's 37 years old. He's gained about 20 pounds. He does not smoke. He drinks alcohol occasionally. He's been married 10 years. He has two children, 7 and 10, and he coaches Little League baseball, and with activity becomes short of breath. He has no shortness of breath with sex, period. Allergy, none. Family history, no thyroid cancer. It's important for GLP-1 use in the future. Positive history of colon cancer, no hypertension. Mom's doing okay. All the symptoms, all the family history is in his father. Surgery, some kind of brain surgery as a young child. Doesn't know exactly what it was. Medical problems, negative. Medications, none. Immunization, up to date per pediatric immunization. Allergy, none. He weighs 272 pounds, up 20 pounds, 97.996%, 1870, 144 over 73, repeat 140 over 88. Heart positive, small positive, is to the lungs, to clear abdomen soft, next with JVD, skin shows, no rash, or mucosa with engagement, which can focal. Number one, low testosterone, check, sleep, study, recheck testosterone. Number two, fatty liver. Number three, inability to lose weight. Number four, check thyroid. Number five, if the testosterone is low and has sleep apnea, it would be almost impossible for him to lose the weight. Next number, diet and exercise have been tried many, many times with the patient. Next number is avoid amphetamine-like medications. Next numbers, must have colonoscopy ASAP in big letters because of the family history of colon cancer. Next number, he needs a stress test ASAP as well, needs to see a cardiologist. Next number, sleep study order. Next number, if he does have sleep study, the insurance will pay for Zepbound, Zepbound. And that's important to have in the chart, so I'm going to get the sleep study before we do any further workup, any further treatments. If the insurance doesn't pay for it, he can have GLP-1 provided by a compounding pharmacy. Next number, fatty liver. Obviously, related to his weight. Next number is check liver function test. Next number, slight nausea, abdominal ultrasound within normal limits. Next number is gallbladder, looks good. It's important, again, for future GLP-1 usage. Next number is the last A1C was 5.9. We're going to recheck that again today. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Was given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.